Hello, hello, my beautiful humans. Welcome back to another episode of the Shine Podcast. Today, I am finally back with an episode. I said I was going to post every day, but obviously I didn't. At least I wanted to do my daily devotions that I always post on my Instagram. And obviously I did it. And we're starting again. Alright. Only God knows why. But anyways, February 4th is accountability. We're talking about accountability and so much more today. So we're starting off with the devotional. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be hushed and all the world may be held accountable to God. Romans 3:19. Do you ever say, I know I shouldn't do this, but I know I shouldn't say this, but I know I shouldn't act like this, but I know I should forgive her, but oof, speaking fire today. What we're really saying is, I know I'm making a wrong choice, but I hope I can get away with it. I hope I can get by with it. I know I've been guilty of this, guys. So we live in a society where many people do not want to be accountable. A lot of people want to be able to make wrong choices and not have wrong results. But it doesn't work that way. Accountable means answerable. Sooner or later, we will have to answer for our choices. If we don't choose to be accountable, eventually our circumstances will force us to be accountable. Ouch, that hurt. Our power thought today is, I make right choices, so I will have a right result. Prayer for today. God, I am honored to represent you here on earth. Amen, amen. Each day, help me to live a life that is pleasing to you. Please inspire every action, word, and thought I have, and use them to draw others to you. I am your servant. Allow my life to be a light in the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. I also want to do a prayer for February, since obviously it means not the beginning of the month, but we're starting the month. But the prayer goes, a prayer for February. God, you are so kind. I've known your compassion. I've seen your love. And I pray this month would be marked by loving you and others well. When I fall short, please help me. I pray your grace and blessings upon my family and friends. You know all that they are going through. And I pray they would see clearly your love and faithfulness in it all. I pray all that you do this month would glorify you and only you, God. I pray your peace to be felt in each day. I lean into you and pray our relationship would go deeper this month and throughout this year. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Amen. 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 I am going to try to be more disciplined and posting down here. I really am. I do post them every day on my Instagram stories, but recording, sitting down and having like a quiet place to actually record with three kids is a whole nother level. I'm asking for quite a bit, and I think I bit off more than I can chew saying that I'm going to post every day on the podcast. I know I post a lot on my stories every day. I try to post my devotionals, but it's a whole nother level sitting down in a quiet place to record with three kids. So I'm going to try my best, but we're back in the groove. I have a couple of new topics I want to talk about and just really get into depth more about God and life in general, especially being a working out mom now of three. It can be a little bit challenging, but I know that my greatest goal is to set a good example for my kids, and I can only do that by being disciplined in myself. So yeah, I wanted to talk today also about muscle in general. I get a lot of questions still asked about how I can maintain muscle while being pregnant or like even after 30. And a lot of people don't know that muscle is the best anti-aging product a woman can invest in. I know there's a lot of stuff out there now that makes it easy to have like anti-aging regimen stuff, but honestly, muscle is like the biggest organ in your body. I've been listening to a lot of Dr. Lyon, Gabrielle Lyon, and she is very, very big on this. And I think in the quest for the fountain of youth, many women overlook one of the most effective natural and probably the cheapest. I guess cheapest compared to Botox, fillers, and serums, in my opinion. Building and maintaining muscle mass. So, for women and particularly guys, investing in building muscle is not only a way to getting toned, which, let's face it, most of us women want to look toned and look better. And nothing wrong with that, okay? But, yeah, obviously getting toned and get stronger, but also the key to anti-aging. As we age, we naturally lose muscle mass. A condition known as sarcopenia, I believe, is the loss that begins as early as our 30s, guys. And it actually accelerates with each passing decade. So leading to a decrease in metabolism and increased risk of falls and fractures and a decline in overall health. So many of the women I speak to on a regular basis, for my clients and just in general, tell me about how their relative, their mother or their aunt, that fall or that are frail, they are very frail and they don't want to end up like them, obviously. So it doesn't have to be this way, guys, especially if you strength train, and physical activity, I think, can significantly slow the halt or even reverse sarcopenia. Muscle plays a vital role in hormonal balance as well, guys, so you gotta know that exercise is always gonna stimulate the release of growth hormones and other beneficial hormones, which can help in maintaining skin elasticity, reducing wrinkles, and promoting overall youthful appearance. And I've looked up all these articles, and I am speaking on this from PubMed.com. If you guys are not familiar with PubMed.com, I really suggest that you learn a lot. But anyways, from a mental health perspective also, regular exercise, guys, and strength training can reduce stress, anxiety, obviously, and depression, all of which can contribute to premature aging. And the endorphins that are released during exercise actually also have been proven to promote a sense of well-being. It also boosts your mood and improves sleep, which in turn supports healthy aging. They go hand in hand. So I think incorporating strength training into your week doesn't mean you need to spend 6 days a week in the gym. I'm a big advocate of this, guys, especially now. So I think you can also get amazing results just training like 3 days per week. I think the key is consistency and progressively challenging your muscles to grow stronger over time. So guys, ladies especially, perhaps the answer is in pills or expensive creams or Botox, although we all love that stuff, and I'm not saying no to that, I'm just saying, but the answer might not just be that, but in building and maintaining muscle mass. Yes, I think it's also like a very holistic approach that promotes not only physical strength,